The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So a couple of more details on the Jonathan Diller, New York City police officer, murdered by a career criminal. His home is in Massapequa, New York. There was a 10-mile-long thin blue line painted on the highway as Jonathan Diller was taken to the funeral home, where today he will have his wake and President Trump will be there. Joe Biden will be at a fundraiser. Also, New York City is reeling from the death of 54-year-old Jason Bolts. What happened to poor Jason Bolts? He was riding the subway. And a mentally ill person out on bond awaiting trial in July pushed him into the path of a train, and Mr. Bolts was run over and killed. This is a demonstration of violent crime in New York City being up 53% since the pandemic. 53%. Since the pandemic. But Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, says not to worry.
I know a city out of control because I visit some of them in this country. This is not one of them. Our focus must be this: recidivism, severe mental health illness, random acts of violence. That is the mission. We're losing police officers. We're losing district attorneys. We're losing probation officers. We're losing parole officers. The foundation of the public safety apparatus is dissolving right in front of our eyes.
The foundation of the public safety apparatus is vanishing before our very eyes. But they're not a city out of control. If you're losing police officers, probation officers, district attorneys, people are pushing random citizens they don't know into the path of subway trains. By the way, you know what the new trend in New York City is? Women are being punched in the face by random people who walk up to them on the sidewalk. Most of them not American citizens, or they don't look like they were born in America. But the city's not out of control. Sure, you're down like hundreds of police officers from normal. I think it was the last 1,000. So, yeah, Eric Adams, don't panic. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Now, by the way, we have the same kind of craziness going on in the Franklin County Jail. Here's the headline. Bethany Bruner, Columbus Dispatch, reports that a Franklin County Jail inmate used an eight-inch shank to stab a fellow inmate in a holding cell. Now, that's the main news here. But here's the headline behind the headline. I want you to listen to the ages of the people involved in this story and in the circumstances that led to, prompted, motivated one of these criminals to fashion a weapon out of a piece of steel, sharpen it, and stab someone else in the Franklin Jail. Listen for the ages. Charles Fleming, 19, is accused of using the sharpened piece of metal to stab Tayshawn Gavin, 20, several times in the neck and head. Both men were being held, 19 and 20, both men were being held on murder charges at the time of the stabbing. Fleming, who is 19, is accused of the August 5th shooting of 23-year-old Krishan Fisher. Gavin, 20, is accused of the March 2022 fatal stabbing of 18-year-old Chaz Fleming, who is Charles Fleming, age 19's brother. Chaz Fleming was found shot inside a car near Easton Town Center in March of 2022. So we've got 19 and 20 in a stabbing incident because of the murder of 23-year-old brother and because of another, I mean, just the ages are just incredible. 18-year-old, 23-year-old, 20-year-old, 19-year-old. Andrew Ginther, working on the city being the safest it's ever been. Joyce Beatty, head of the Congressional Black Caucus, getting it done for Lyndon like no previous congressional representative ever has. Zach Klein, city law director, making our city safer every single day. All Democrat Columbus City Council focused on safety, spending $100 million on a bike path. Shayla Favor, going to go after the cops, not after the 19-year-old, not after the 20-year-old, not after the 23-year-old, not after the 18-year-old, because she said putting them in prison will increase crime. Remember, got to minimize incarceration to reduce crime. Minimize incarceration. I think she knows what minimize means. It's all about ideology. It's all about getting elected. That's just disgusting. I mean, that story right there. If I'm the mayor of the city of Columbus, I'm calling a meeting of everybody in my administration, and I'm putting this on the table. I'm handing every single one of them a copy of it, and I'm saying, we are not having this. Whatever we got to do, whatever we're going to spend on stupid crap, like a $100 million bike path or relocating the Christopher Columbus statue for some woke fools on the Ohio State campus who think he's a colonizer. Whatever we got to do, we are going to stop this crap from happening in our city. But instead, what was it, a couple of months ago? It was before my medical leave. We had an organization of black businesses who stood up and said no to the Columbus City Schools proposed levy. Because they were, I dare to say, holding Columbus City Schools accountable for the rotten test scores of kids in Columbus City Schools. And they said, no, we can't stand behind this. And they had the head of the NAACP, can't stand behind it. And then what happened? What happened? It took a day and a half. Before we got the bootlick apology, well, we didn't understand the levy and we need this and we need that. And you know what? You fools in this city who voted for the levy, I have zero sympathy for you when your tax rates go up in the reassessment because you voted for additional millage for a city school system that allows that these are the products of your Columbus City school system, Charles Fleming, who's 19, who stabs 20-year-old Tayshawn Gavin. And Fleming is accused of killing 23-year-old Krishan Fisher, and the other guy murdered somebody too. It's just, when are you going to demand better? When are you going to demand better? When are you going to stop voting for this stuff and then whining about the fact that your taxes go up and nothing happens to make life in the city better? How long have you lived here? How long? I've lived here since 1988. And you know what? This city was not always like this. I was single back then, and I thought nothing about my personal safety when I'd go to the Ohio Theater, the Palace Theater, when I'd go downtown to eat, when I'd go to German Village, when I'd go to the Short North. I thought nothing about my personal safety. I wasn't like super brave and full of valor and courage. It was a safe city. Now it is a crap hole. Because why? You voted Democrats, Mike Coleman first, and now Andrew Ginther into the mayor's office, and they have made this city much less safe and a lousier place to live than it was under the control of mayors like Buck Reinhart and Greg Laschetka. It is a lousy, lousy city compared to what it used to be. It just is. It's inarguable. The crime numbers prove it. The poverty numbers prove it. The assaults prove it. The test scores in Columbus City schools prove it. And you just keep voting for it. You know what? You get what you vote for. And I don't feel sorry for you.
It is impossible to free fools from the chains they revere. It is impossible to free fools from the chains they revere. You revere democratic rule? You revere woke policy? I can't do anything to free you from your chains. So tomorrow we will not be here. What will you do with your day? How will you entertain yourself? Well, you can go to Indian Lake State Park if you want to, because it will reopen tomorrow, just 2 weeks after the EF3 tornado that rolled through the area about 15 miles from my hometown. I know the area well. The area where it was hardest hit is an area populated with mobile homes and not very affluent folks. Tornado was 1,000 yards wide and covered 31 miles. Estimated wind speed, 155 miles an hour. My brother lives in the area. Thankfully, was not suffer any damage like the poor folks of Lakeview and Russell's Point did. Fox Island, where I used to have family reunions when I was a kid, will require more cleanup and will remain closed for a little bit longer. The United Way of Logan County reports that it has received in the last 10 days. This is great. This is awesome. This is the epitome of the kindness of people toward others who are less fortunate. They have received in the last 10 days $1 million in contributions for tornado relief for the victims. Now, they will form a committee, and the victims themselves will decide how this money is used. But they have a lot of challenges there. People are without homes. I don't know if they were insured or not. But that's awesome. Really, really great when people do those kinds of things. Unfortunately, there are a lot of knuckleheads out there who are not thinking of anyone but themselves and whose understanding of things is about like a tornado, 1,000 yards wide, but the understanding is only about an inch deep. Much of the crowd on Sunday at the University of Michigan is in this camp. The president of the school, Santa Ono, was trying to conclude his remarks on a day where they were there to honor academic achievement at the University of Michigan. And as he was wrapping up his remarks, of course, the idiot Gaza protesters had to start in.
This is the 101st year that our most outstanding students have gathered in this extraordinary hall to be celebrated as the University of Michigan's leaders and best. It is a fitting venue to honor our achievements Thank you very much. Thank you. I would like to... In honor of our students, let's move to the remainder of the program. Thank you very much, everybody.
So they got their way. They shouted him down. He sat down, and the program ended. This is not how this should be handled. Delano Squires, who's a phenomenal follow on Twitter, he's a research fellow in life, religion, and family at the Heritage Foundation. He contributes to The Blaze and some other really good organizations. Delano Squires tweeted the video of Ono, and he said, here's what he should have said. Security, remove these people. We acknowledge that students have a range of views on geopolitical issues, but as long as I am the president, order will never be subordinate to political theater. This is a university, not a daycare facility for entitled adults. Amen. Amen to that. But you know who the chief culprits are in bowing to the Gaza morons is the Biden administration. We'll have more in hour number two of the show, just on the other side of the top of the hour news, on how Biden's position has changed on the Israel-Hamas war since Hamas went into Israel on October the 7th and without a shred of justification murdered 1,250 innocent civilians and took over 200 innocent people hostage, including six Americans who are still unaccounted for and you never hear a peep about from our liberal media, but I repeat myself, because they are too busy excising Ronna Romney McDaniel from the airwaves of NBC to steward their sacred platform. By the way, the Babylon Bee had a hilarious story. Babylon Bee, of course, is a satirical site. They said, they show Ronna Romney McDaniel with a very cropped haircut. And they say, in a last-ditch attempt to save her job, Ronna McDaniel gets a lesbian haircut. Yes, if she declare herself non-binary or something, she might have a better chance of staying on NBC. But alas, she will not. Although, thankfully, we do have people on NBC who would stand up and never, ever, ever, ever allow a crazy person like this to say something like this, right?
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did. And I take responsibility for those parts of it that I should. But, Jane, it was like applying for a job and getting 66 million letters of recommendation and losing to a corrupt human tornado. And so I know that he knows that this wasn't on the level. I don't know that we'll ever know everything that happened, but clearly we know a lot and are learning more every day, and history will probably sort it all out.
Thank goodness she'll never get on NBC, being an election denier like she is. Now, that was not Ronna McDaniel. If you didn't recognize the voice, it was, of course, Hillary Clinton, who continues to prattle on about the 2016 election being stolen from her. So when they say Ronna McDaniel is not allowed on NBC because she's an election denier, and that is exactly what they're saying, well, it's a little bit hard to me for me to square the two.
This was a really specific case because of Ms. McDaniel's and her involvement in the election interference stuff. And I'm grateful that our leadership was willing to do the bold, strong, resilient thing.
Ah, heaven forbid we'd not have diversity of thought on NBC. We must all hate Trump together. That's what they said, you know, when they fired Ronna Romney McDaniel. They said that the newsroom had to be cohesive and aligned. In order for it to function, the newsroom had to be cohesive and aligned. Well, I would agree with the first part. It has to be cohesive. Can't have anarchy in your newsroom. But aligned? Like you all have to think the same thing? That's a no. Actually, aligned is not a thing at a network news show. It can be at a cable news network, but not at a network news show. You're supposed to like appeal to all viewers. If only it were only NBC. Let me read you the headlines today from the opinion page at the Columbus Dispatch. Would you like to hear the headlines? I have five of them. Number one, Donald Trump has broken my Ohio. Now I hope and pray. Number two, Columbus City Council response to Gaza, pathetic. In other words, they didn't do enough for Gaza with their wimpy little no one cares resolution. Number three, Supreme Court's dangerous Easter eggs let states define insurrection. Number four, Christopher Columbus was a scumbag. Columbus must not reinstate his statue.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.